Hello? 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 Okay. Okay, folks, some gremlins in the system today, but this is the National Intel Report. PJ Barton is my name, filling in for John Stadtmiller, who's a bit under the weather today. And despite the gremlins, we're here today on this Friday, the 2nd of September, 2016. And they had quite a lot of stuff here. I know the National Intel Report, John, covers a comprehensively wide range of subjects to do with the problems of the United States and the Constitution and Agenda 21, etc., etc. But my area of operations is usually on a Saturday. I cover six subjects on the Barton Report: SSRIs, vaccinations, GMOs, water wars, Agenda 21, and recently, specifically, the cashless society, which I'm working feverishly on. But just because we're up from the broadcasting from the UK, mid Wales here, in dull, dank Wales, where we didn't get a summer this year, I just update American listeners on Brexit and the implications of Brexit. But in fairness to Theresa May, she has dug her heels in, and she has, as the new Prime Minister said on about 10 occasions now, Brexit means Brexit. They have set up a special ministry to deal with it, even though it's headed up by Boris Johnson. Bit of a wild card. The Treasury Secretary and David Davis. But they've had their first major cabinet meeting in Chequers there this week, and she let the press in, and she said it again, there's going to be no backsliding whatsoever, and that Brexit means Brexit. So let's hope that's correct, that she will do that in the early new year. And it's one thing that's very satisfying for me and people who lay their lives, like John laid his life down for all the principles of the American Constitution and taking your country back. I certainly did a lot of work in the Keep the Pound campaign and in this debacle with Nigel Farage and others to win this referendum. By the way, I gave John a commitment, and I'll follow through on it before Christmas. I used to work with that wretch Farage for quite a long time, but we will get him on John's program specifically before Christmas for a two-hour session. He's overrun with interviews all over the world now, but you probably saw him speaking at the Trump rally in Mississippi, I hope I have it right, Mississippi, was it? And he went down very well there, and he's nearly a bigger feature star in the United States than he is in the UK. But one thing that is very satisfying indeed, all the Remainers and Christine Lagarde and George Osborne, the Treasury Secretary, and Cameron, and all the big industrialists who they had lined up and brought in and trotted out, the predictions of doom have been blown out of the water already. The UK unemployment is up, investment is up, and one of the most powerful recorded indexes in the UK is called the PMI index. That's the Purchasing Managers Index of what is actually purchased last month, and it's up 5 points, the biggest rise in 25 years. So it's very satisfying to see these morons of newspapers who were screaming to stay in the European Union proved totally, totally wrong. That is not the case. And even though we have to deal with these Bolsheviks in the European Union, Britain is proven now, the evidence has a very, very strong case, not only to leave the European Union, but to get a very good deal, apart from this other disgusting operation on the seafront at Calais. That's the border, the sea border between Britain, on the British, on the channel between Britain and France. There's 9,000 illegal immigrants from all over the Middle East, mostly. They're camped there by the French. The French, of course, funnel them up to Calais because they know they wouldn't get the time of day in France, and they're trying to get on trucks and get on the Eurostar and get into Britain. It's quite vicious now. They're attacking British cars and British trucks going in there. And Theresa May sent her Home Secretary, that's her Justice Secretary, Amber Rudd, to her equivalent minister in France during the week, and it was supposedly all very hunky-dory and handshakes and everything was okay. But what's going on in France is, vis-a-vis the French attacking, as usual, treacherous mentality, Holland and regional ministers, regional politicians are trying to get the border moved from France to Dover. I mean, move this crap illegal. It's called the jungle. It's a hellhole of a jungle of 9,000 illegals. And they allowed it to be set up. But the locals in Calais, in fairness, the people of Calais, the town on the coast, are suffering a martyrdom and have been for 5 years. And it has to be dealt with. But that's another way of getting at Britain regarding the Brexit situation. But just to say, that is turning out pretty well. It's pretty satisfying for me and others, anybody who voted for the Brexit exit of the European Union, that is going ahead pretty well. But there's so much to, as I say, on my own little program on the Barden Report on Saturday mornings, there's such a deluge of information coming out all the time. Never stops. And sorry, I don't have a cough button here yet. I'm not high tech here yet. But I have one thing about amongst many I want to read out. I know it's a voiceover or it's an audio on RBN, but just Eisenhower's profound message to everybody when he was in his resignation speech about the warning of the industrial military complex. And the sentence, I'm going to put it on a thing I'm publishing soon. It says, in the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought. Okay. And, we've no bumper music, but I believe it's, yeah, we're 20 past the hour. We're going to a break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs, which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Like a little girl cries in my face.
Hello? Yeah, I can't. I can hear you. Hold on. Back in again. This is, despite the gremlins, the National Intel Report. PJ Barton is my name. I hope they don't think I'm bringing them problems onto the gremlins. We were continuing on there about talk about Brexit and et cetera, et cetera. But one thing that's worth repeating again and again and again as a header, as what we all deal with on RBN and GCN and everybody, Vince Finelli and John Stackmiller and Ralph Winterode and all the people on RBN. That put in good information. Eisenhower's key part of his speech in January 17th, 1961, 55 years ago. And the key point is, it's on an audio on RBN. It says, in the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted, only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry. Wish we had them. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry, that's the mission of RBN, can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial military complex of defence with our peaceful methods and goals so that security and liberty may prosper together. Wow, wouldn't that be terrific? We'd have arrived at the promised land if that was the case. But that is worth repeating. And in the very same vein, Mike Adams is quoting a thing here about Facebook and editing. All this week I was looking at Greg, what's his name, on USA Today, talking about the, and also Mark Dice has put out a warning, Facebook are editing like hell, anybody out of the system who doesn't toe the line, and that's Google stroke YouTube, are doing that viciously. And they are turning us, Google, YouTube, Microsoft, obviously, and Facebook are turning themselves inside out to get Hillary Clinton elected with the mainstream media. But he's talking about a specific thing that Facebook are doing here. And at the header of this article says, Facebook goes full Orwellian, now blocking all stories mentioning, any stories mentioning the keywords, phrase, MND, etc. I can hear bumper music. We've hit the bottom of the hour break already, so we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, what kind of joking? No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and Triodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Okay, I don't recognize that music, but we take that as bumper music. But we're back again, and I was saying there about this tightening noose that's around our necks by this vicious control of the internet, which they are going to hand over to the United Nations in another month. How about that? The police state, the Fourth Reich. And Mike Adams is highlighting here that Facebook are using, he's found out the code they're using on the internet to block any posts about vaccinations. And it says, Facebook goes full Orwellian, now blocking all stories mentioning the key word phrases. This is the letters MNDTRYVCCNTINS, which is mind, anything to do with mental health or vaccinations. They're blocking it. And he's saying here, Natural News has now confirmed that Facebook is deliberately blocking articles, posts that contain the phrase MMD, what was said there. We obviously cannot even include or complete the words here, or this story will be blocked by Facebook. Recently, when we attempted, well, their satellite blew up on the stacks of the launch pad this week, which maybe that's the hand of fate operating there. Recently, when we attempted to share stories, Adams is saying, on Facebook that contained the phrase, the stories were completely blocked, along with a message that warned that it was violating community standards. Want to hear that, folks? Violating community standards. Now, that's defined by the police state that's in power at the moment, the United States, the Fourth Reich. Violating community standards. That's the police cops stopping you at stop signs, questioning you on your attitudes quite soon. We're headed that way, there's no doubt about it, in the United States. And he goes on to say, when we replaced the phrase with compulsory immunizations, the article was accepted, well, not for much longer, by Facebook and allowed to be shared. You can confirm this yourself by attempting to share this news target, which uses the phrase as described, MMD, a long coded message there. But you're free to post this other story, which is the exact same story. So yeah, do admit it's not an individual listening with a set of headphones. It's a computer editing you, so you can play tricks on the computer. But the phrase is replaced with compulsory immunization. That phrase is currently allowed. He's repeating himself here, and he says, here's the proof. Notice this article using the banned term is rejected by Facebook along with a warning, community standards. but he shows the article, I can't show it here, but the exact same article with the term compulsory immunization is accepted. He's repeating himself here for some reason, and he says Facebook thinks any discussion of immunizations that does not completely agree with the false government narrative is a violation of community standards. And it's what this demonstrates is that Facebook, of course, is part of the info Gestapo that includes Google, Twitter, and Yahoo, all of which are deliberately censoring the ever-expanding selection of articles, posts, and comments on websites which do not obediently worship the official quack science narrative of the criminal government. And you may be sure they're using this too on global warming information. And he continues on. He said, it's not just that you're not allowed to disagree with the official government narrative on immunizations, you're not even allowed to talk about the subject. As we increasingly see in our totalitarian society run by corrupt government criminals and fascist corporate globalist websites which question official narratives on subjects like climate science, genetic engineering, HIV/AIDS, immunizations, and even the corruption of the Clinton Foundation, now finds themselves suppressed, censored, and outright blocked. But it just shows you, if Trump doesn't win in November, we are finished, and America is finished. There's no doubt about it. In complete alignment with this attempt to silence all those who question the status quo, the Clinton political machine recently declared that the independent news website Breitbart.com had no right to exist. Really? Whoa. This admission, in fact, reflects the intolerant bias of nearly all the tech gatekeepers of the internet, including Google, he says again, Google, Facebook, and Twitter, which deliberately and maliciously silence individuals and websites. Greg Hunter is the guy I was quoting a minute ago. He did a piece on this on his latest 20-minute broadcast for the review. And says, you are living in George Orwell's 1984. There's a full-on assault being waged against your mind, and this assault is centered around making you making sure people never have any ability to engage in discussion. in an existently dumbed-down population, one of the things I read out in my own program was that 34% of Americans were looking forward to being microchipped. 34%. Well, that's 34% you can write off. There's no point in talking to those people. Absolutely none. It would take an age to re-educate those people and inform them. Although I better not use the word re-educate. That's used by FEMA. Re-education camps. And as I said, internet gatekeepers increasingly mirror the totalitarianism of communist China. If all of this sounds familiar, it's because the communist China has been silencing and even criminalizing internet speech for the last 15 years. Any person attempting to post or share information about the corrupt Chinese government doesn't want them to discuss such as things such as human rights violations, organ removals from political prisoners, and so on. And they can be arrested for doing that. And again, he's repeating the three musketeers here, Facebook, Google, and Twitter, and there's quite a few others in the system. You can add WikiLeaks to that, Wikipedia, Mr. Jimmy Wales, and so on, are all following the tyrannical footsteps of the communist Chinese, mirroring the censorship and psychological control strategies that have been invoked by the most oppressive anti-human rights government regimes the world has ever seen. And he's recommending here action items. Read the Drudge Report, News Target, Natural News, Climate Depot. I've been into that myself for a while. Mark Morano, outstanding. InfoWars, Zero Hedge, SGT, The College Fix, and The Good Gopher. Gopher, that's his own search engine that they've set up in Natural News. And he said, if you want a better speech engine, well, he's promoting his own search engine there. But and another item in relation to that, failed news company Al Jazeera now peddling Monsanto propaganda. I didn't know that they had failed as an entity. If you wanted to fail in media post 9/11 America, probably one of the best ways to achieve that would be to have your network funded by an oil-rich dictatorial sheikdom in Qatar. Well, all sorts of people funding all sorts of networks. A nation that also lavishly funds Islamic terrorists, extremist groups, Hamas, and the Muslim Brotherhood. Another way to turn off a massive and growing segment of the American viewing public would be for the same network to get in bed with a serial environmental offender, namely Monsanto, the world's largest maker of genetically modified seeds and foods. In a recently published interactive on GMO eggplants being grown in Bangladesh, GMO eggplants, I don't know there, the Qatar-owned Al Jazeera published what amounted to a non-critical piece promoting genetically modified food. While admitted, well, the BBC are beginning to creep around this issue as well. I have three programs nailed down that I'm going to go after one of the presenters who is pushing this. While admitting that GMO crops are indeed controversial, the network's, this is Al Jazeera, the network story goes on to claim that scientific evidence to support claims that they are harmful to humans and the environment has not been found. Well, they must be bound, gagged, and imprisoned if they haven't found the evidence. This is simply not true, he says. The facts against Monsanto, no matter what the paid academic shills say. As noted in Natural News, the health ranger and author of the new blockbuster science Food Forensics, a landmark study published in 2012, found that rats fed GM corn got horrendous tumours. I have photographs of them here. It's absolutely shocking. But some of the paid apparatchiks are owned and run by Monsanto, effectively. But again, I'm just continuing on the same area of this, the combination of the police state and corporations merging together, which, as I say, is the true definition of fascism. And it says here, mainstream media stops covering Louisiana floods as it wasn't divisive enough, no one to blame. Well, one of the things that's not here in an article I'm reading now, but the people in Louisiana are not allowed to go back to their homes unless they draw a permit, and they may not be allowed to rebuild their homes because there's a plan, part of the Gulf oil spill scenario, to depopulate vast swathes of Louisiana. That's an actual policy. And so I haven't got that exact article here today, but one of the things that has come to light is that the oil spill was not an accident. It was planned. It's damaged the Gulf Stream, as we know in the UK here. And as well as that, we're into a cyclical North European mini ice age. It happens every 180 years. We're into low sunspots, and we've got a damaged Gulf Stream. And this once the rainstorm that hit the UK for 4 months, last October, November, December, January, February, was absolutely shocking. And the rainstorm that hit Louisiana, that was weather modification. Fronts just don't stop dead like cars at a stop sign. That is weather modification. And I think they were test running that, the Americans, over Carlisle, which was unprecedented last year. Some of the flood defences put in I'll think of the name of the town now in a minute. Well, they put an extra 6.5 meter steel barriers in on a riverside, and the floods came 7.5 meters. Bang, no use. And that was never seen before in the history of the UK. But Matt Agorist is writing this for Activist Post, and he's saying here, last week Louisianans were hit with what meteorology has dubbed a 1,000-year flood, 1,000 biblical proportions. Absolutely shocking. Tragic displays of people losing their homes, death tolls, images of destruction, and general chaos dominated mainstream media. However, when the rain stopped, so did the media coverage. I noticed that. There was a complete dead stop in it, and the BBC as well. Prior to the media descending into the Cajun heartland to catch drive-by scenes of death and destruction, they were here to stoke further divide after three officers were tragically gunned down. Before that, the mainstream media were here stoking device of this, using the tragically killing of Alton Sterling by Baton Rouge cops at their as their fodder. Slightly disjointed article this. When there was no more hate to propagate in the community reeling from their back-to-back tragedies, and the media couldn't find anyone to blame, and talking heads rolled up their cords, got into their vans and headed to the next disaster. Meanwhile, amazing things were happening in southern Louisiana, which most certainly deserved media coverage, yet no one was around. Some homes are still underwater, but that did not stop people from banding together and helping everyone out. Those who did not flood helped those who did. Race and political beliefs did not matter, nor did anyone sit around and wait for the government to come in and rescue them. We're talking about self-help here. The lack of positive media coverage has sparked a firestorm of outrage by people who've had unwanted cameras shoved in their faces during the several weeks of hard times. And one Baton Rouge attorney in particular wrote a scathing open letter to the mainstream media in response. The letter, posted on Facebook by Heather Cross this week, has quickly gone viral, and Cross addresses all media outlets in her opener. And it says, "Dear CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and Good Morning America, and the Today Show, and whatever other news organization professors employ people who refer themselves as journalists." Well, they are no more journalists. They're fed news like battered chickens, as I wrote recently, are fed grain, and they puke it out the other end. That's basically, they're not journalists by any stretch of the imagination. In the first part of the letter, Cross noted that the media was all over the controversial events but failed to provide anything of value. And it says here, I'll just read what it says, worth reading. "You've met us before. You came and camped out over here during a very painful period in our existence about a month ago. You went into a neighborhood you've never been in a state, and it's quite possible that you've never visited. Despite that, you are very well traveled. Although I realize you are sophisticated and accepting of other cultures, you managed to pass judgment on an entire community in your own country who were mourning and struggling to figure out what the hell just happened, and where do we go from here? All of us, well, most of us," this attorney writing this letter is saying, "in good faith, you didn't offer help, you didn't offer support, you offered criticism, and then you left. You came back a few weeks later. A lunatic who had also had never been here showed up and murdered three or four of our fine assistants in broad daylight in the middle of a town. You came back with more criticism, more speculation, more sidetracking, more side-taking. When in, I've lost the last page here. But that's gist of what he said. Somebody taking on the mainstream media for once. But now there's a very, very sinister thing. We need a lot more information about what's going on in Louisiana. They were attacked with weather modification. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And on staying on the same thing, weather, and I presume this piece is from Climate Depot, and it's fairly positive. Over 30,000 scientists say catastrophic man-made global warming is a complete hoax and a science lie. They said the highly publicized climate change debate rages on as we approach the crucial 2016 U.S. presidential election, despite an ever-growing body of evidence revealing the fact that catastrophic man-made global warming is nothing more than an elaborate hoax. Well, Al Gore and these shills are making money out of carbon taxes, and etc. And the November election may prove to be a victory for the hoaxers, according to experts who happen to be among those who dare to challenge this furious climate change narrative. One of these experts is Weather Channel founder John Coleman, who is challenging global warming. John Coleman, who is now warning that the election could prove to be a tipping point in favor of people like Al Gore, who continue to amass vast fortunes based on global warming scam. Well, it's a tipping point regarding a thousand issues. Indeed, in a recent interview with Climate Depot, Coleman said, and that Climate Depot is an outstanding site. It really is outstanding, and it puts both sides of the argument. But Mark Moran has done a terrific job on that site. ClimateDepot.com is the name of that site. Al Gore may emerge from the shadows to declare victory in the global warming debate if Hillary Clinton moves into the White House. Of course he will. Yes, if that happens and the new climate regulations become law of the land, they will be the next. They will be the next to impossible to overturn for 4 years or 8 years, probably never. Climate change propaganda proponents remain undeterred in their mission, ignoring numerous recent scientific findings indicating that there has been no warming trend for nearly two decades. Well, I have all the data here, and Bill Deegan has all the data as well. We're specifically in Europe heading into a very cold period. It's going to be very difficult to grow food here. We've had 2 or 3 years here where the winter went on into the spring, and we've got no growth here until about the first week in April. And in parts of the country, obviously it varies, even in a small country like the UK. But I can hear some bumper music building up. So we are going to a break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run, or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, we're going back in again. That's unusual music for me to hear. But anyway, we're reading this article here about 30,000 scientists who are not bought and paid for shields, not owned by the multinationals, who have signed a declaration, if you like, about saying that catastrophic man-made global warming is a complete hoax and a science lie. And there's, we're just going through this article, and not of course the name Al Gore crops up as the leader of the gang, the cheerleading flunkies for global warming, which they've now changed to climate change, which is, they know they're going to get battered on that one. And the United States, from again just outside of this article, it's predicted that this coming winter in the United States is going to be one of the worst ever. All the indicators are there, and I think it'll be the same in Europe. But Al Gore's dire predictions of the melting of polar ice on a massive scale has proved to be completely false. In fact, in 2014, a year that was touted as being the hottest ever in the Earth's history, there was a record amounts of ice reported in the Antarctic, that's in the southern pole, an increase on Arctic ice. Yeah, yeah, an expedition of flunky scientists who went out to prove global warming on a science ship got stuck in the ice. Both this happened in the northern, in the polar regions, and it happened in the southern region. There's obviously the biggest research station for the Western world is down in the Antarctic. The British have played a big part in that. But they had to be taken out by a Russian icebreaker, and they are the best icebreakers in the world. And that's why the Russians are building some of their biggest, best polar military bases in the northern Arctic, which are nearly finished now, by the way. So we're lining up for a terrible scrap over the resources of the Arctic. But anyway, finish out this article, debunking the 97% lie. I don't know what this will see what he explains here. On top of those inconvenient truths, the White House assertion that 97% of scientists agree that global warming is real has been completely debunked. Well, they quoted 2,500 scientists from a conference, and when it was examined who these 2,500 scientists were, there weren't scientists. There were journalists who wrote scientific columns, and there were public relations people for multinational companies, and about a quarter of them were scientists, and every one of them were on a grant and had signed disclosure agreements. I keep going on about this in my own program. To find a scientist that tells the truth, most people have this peasant mentality, when in the presence of a doctor, a teacher, or the police, or a judge, that they think, oh, they must be right. Most of them are bought and paid for shills. It's a shocking debacle we're living in anywhere in the world now. But more objective surveys have revealed that there is a far greater diversity of opinion among scientists than the global warming crowd would have you believe. Yeah, well, they're up against the media censoring them. That is the problem. And that's why the alternative media like RBN and the like, it's such a battle to get in between this deluge of propaganda. And it's from the National Review, another item about this. A 2008 survey by two German scientists, Dennis Bray and Hans von Storch, found that a significant number of scientists were skeptical of the ability of existing global climate models to accurately predict global temperatures, precipitating sea level changes or extreme weather events ever over a decade. They were far more skeptical at the time of the rise and increase. It's very convoluted the way it's written that paragraph. Well, even I can write better than that. Other mainstream news sources besides the National Review have also been courageous enough to speak out against the global warming propaganda. Even the Wall Street Journal, the Wall Street Journal, and that's owned by Murdoch, published an open-ended piece in 2015 challenging anthropogenic global warming pseudoscience being promulgated by the global warming propaganda. I'll just check who's writing this here. Daniel Baker is writing this. Daniel, why don't I write a little bit clearer than this? Anyway, the gist of the story is pretty good. Accurate. And of course, there are more than 31,000 American scientists to date who have signed a petition challenging the climate change narrative. I'm hearing a voice there in my ear. And, I didn't hear any bumper music if we've gone to a break. Didn't hear any music at all. Okay.
Take all our money and send it abroad. to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth, 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 truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. That's usually the point where John Stapler comes in. I think it's 1 minute 20 seconds I used to record it. Anyway, I just finish off this article. Sorry about the breaks in transmission today. There's some gremlins in RBN tonight. I don't know what they're. My end is actually working. I know I was the troublemaker for the first 10, 15 programs I did on the Barden Report. I've done 40 programs now, 35 and 5 repeats. But I do have a new system here now. And it works fairly well on my end. But anyway, we just finished out this article about the scam of global warming. And as we were saying here, and of course there are more than 31,000 American scientists who have signed a petition challenging the climate change narrative. And 9,000 of them hold PhDs in their respective fields. But hey, Al Gore and his cronies have also ignored that inconvenient truth. That's really going to turn that back on Gore. Many of those scientists who signed the petition were likely encouraged to speak out in favor of the truth after retired senior NASA atmospheric scientist John L. Casey revealed that solar cycles are largely responsible for warming regions on Earth. Well, solar cycles and the volcanoes and methane gas coming off the bottom of the sea. And the amount of methane gas coming out of the Pacific now, with millions and millions of animals dying because of Fukushima, is just catastrophic. And nobody in the United States who goes looking for details of the background radiation levels, unless you have your own Geiger counter, will be allowed to find out what it is. It's gone up unbelievably. And the final piece of this article says here, Al Gore and cronies continue getting richer from the global warming hoax, but the global warming crowd continue to push their agenda on the public while lining their pockets in the process. If you're still inclined to believe what Al Gore has to say about global warming, please consider the fact that since he embarked on his crusade, his wealth has grown from $2 million in 2001 to $100 million in 2016. I think it's a lot more than that. Largely due to investments in fake green tech companies and the effective embezzlement of numerous grants and loans. Well, carbon taxes are the biggest scam on the earth. And if they get their way, they'll have a carbon tax, a sustainability tax, and a UN tax. That's the plan. But again, going back to, I'm not claiming that we're all profoundly intelligent people here in the UK, but the Brexit, which was nearly lost, the Brexit, the outfall of the Brexit referendum is massive. And I meant to say in the earlier piece that it has profound effect on the Patriot movement in America and on the Trump campaign. There's no doubt about it. It really has given a morale boost to people to stand up, speak up, and speak out. But here's one who is quite worrying. German government tells citizens to stockpile food and water for a possible disaster. Now, what could they be hinting at? Joshua Krauss is writing this article for Active Post. These days, it seems like most Western governments are reluctant to tell their citizens to be prepared for disasters. They seem more interested in keeping their citizens in the dark and dependent on them during a crisis. So on the rare occasions that a government does tell the people to get ready, you know something crazy is in the works. That's what seems to be going on in Germany. Well, apart from being overrun by 1.5 million Middle Eastern immigrants, which is causing havoc in German society, and by God, will that change the election result coming up next year in Germany and in France. That's what seems to be going on in Germany, where for the first time since the end of the Cold War, the government is planning to tell the citizens to stock up on food and water. They're about to roll out a civil defense plan that was written in 2012 to deal with an attack or catastrophe. Those details are sparse. German newspapers have been told that the population will be obliged to hold an individual supply of food for 10 days. This could also, excuse me, this could also be about try and panic Britain to stay in the European Union, some false flag operation. So far, the German government hasn't explicitly said what they want the population to prepare for. they'll have to guess. However, the contents of their 69-page preparedness document are very telling. It says that a conventional national defense response won't be necessary, but that people need to prepare appropriately for a development that could threaten our existence and cannot be categorically ruled out in the future. What, the power supply going down, probably. The plan also calls for increased and structural integrity of buildings and increase the capacity of their healthcare system. In other words, they want the population to be ready for an attack that won't require a massive military response. That must be a bioweapon they're thinking of. Like, say, a foreign military invasion, but the hypothetical attack could threaten our existence. Sounds like the German government is preparing for widespread terrorist attacks. That's what they're saying here. Well, whatever they're preparing for. But that is something that actually happened in the last week, this chilling instruction from the German government. And on the same vein of, again, government and this noose around our necks, they're saying here in an article, you are likely to be committing a crime right now without knowing it. The land of the free. And they're saying here in this article, do you own a dog? You could face 6 months in federal prison if you walk it on federal lands, and your leash is longer than 6 feet. That's 6 months in federal prison for having the wrong lead on a dog. My. That would be the BLM probably arresting you for that. Do you have a bank account? If you deposit or withdraw more than $10,000 in cash over multiple transactions, you could be imprisoned for up to 5 years. Well, that level will come down to $1,000. That's come down to $1,000 in France right now. Plus, they could take every penny in your account under the theory it facilitated your crime. Yeah, the proceeds of crime. You're a terrorist. Do you have foreign investments? They'd like to tell Uncle Sam about them, and the penalties will be brutal. Forget to file just one form. You could face $10,000 penalty per account per year. There's no requirement that you know any of these crimes exist for you to be found guilty and violating them. After all, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Given this, you might think Uncle Sam would make it easy to understand exactly what's legal and what's not. Think again. In 1790, the first set of federal criminal laws contained a grand total of 20 crimes. Since then, the number of federal crimes listed has bloated beyond recognition. No one knows how many federal crimes exist, although in 1998, the study from the American Bar Association concluded that the total was likely to be much higher than 3,000. Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Federal agencies have the power to make laws called administrative laws. Well, good on Ralph Winterout for exposing that out of thin air. Violate one of these, you will end up in a cell. Indeed, the number of federal regulations carrying criminal penalties may be as high as 300,000. Well, 300,000. And don't forget about the state and local laws. In Arizona, you face 25 years imprisonment for cutting down a cactus. Are they talking about John McCain or a cactus? Although I'm inclined to mix up Arizona and Nevada in my calculations. In Mississippi, it is illegal for a male to be sexually aroused in a public place. In Pennsylvania, a woman was arrested for swearing at a clogged toilet. Crikey. It's no wonder the U.S. has the world's largest prison population. More people rot in local, county, state, and federal prisons in the U.S. than in all other developed countries combined. Over 2.2 million Americans currently live in some type of jail. Given these facts,